Oh, wow. What a way to finish that song. It's 17 minutes past 11 o'clock. You're listening to The Daily on 2SER with Nelson Scott. That is my name. That was Together We Are by Coco Roco. Fabulous track, isn't it? Before that, you heard the other song, which was Moonlight Concessions, Throwing Muses, and Tell It Back to Me by the great Robert Forster. On the text, 0468441073, chatting a lot about your favourite music videos this morning. Greg's got in touch. We were chatting about Aha on the back of Claudio's message saying that he loves the Take On Me video clip, which is fantastic. Greg says it was the most expensive video to make at that time, the first million-pound video. Wow, yeah, and it is really, like, when you put it in the context, mind-blowing special effects, as is the video that Greg brings up, which is Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer. That is a good song and a great video with all the fruits and stuff going around his head. And yeah, New Order, True Faith, great one too, Greg. Thank you. Offering up like hot dinners. If you've got a favourite music video, our number, 0468441073. And this is relevant to what we're about to do now. Dennis has corrected me, and I think I got this right before when you first texted in, Dennis. He says Melbourne Victory got beaten by the NPL side. They did. That was WA Olympic Kingsway. And I think I foolishly didn't sell it as one of the great upsets, of which it was. I must have said that Melbourne Victory beat Olympic Kingsway. No, they lost to them. And a fantastic win by them. Thank you, Dennis. Speaking of sports, let's do this. Your sports team is vastly inferior. Yes, that is Weird Al Yankovic, who provides the sting for our lower grade sports segment. We do that with Marco. We look at the results in some of the leagues you may not hear covered in other places. Mostly we look at the New South Wales Cup Rugby League and the NPL football. Marco, g'day, my friend. How are you?
Great, Nelson. Yourself, mate?
Mate, look, we're going to start with Rugby League. And it wasn't great for Norths over the weekend, the North Sydney Bears. They lost to the Western Suburbs Magpies, and I think that means they've lost the Jason Taylor Cup as well. Bears fans are, of course, used to losing, but, you know, 2027, what happened in the game?
Well, they lost 22-20 and was
22-24, I think.
22-24, you're correct.
Yeah.
And it was very close, and the Bears could have won that match, unfortunately.
Yeah, we could have. A bit like the Wallabies on the weekend too.
Yeah, and Newcastle not great as well.
No, mate.
My Newcastle team.
And they had the bye in the New South Wales Cup, did they?
The week before they did.
The week before they did. And how'd they go this week?
This week they lost away from Canberra. And they had a sin bin. Jacob Davis in the 66th minute got sin bin, which resulted to a penalty goal before to equal the score, even though Newcastle was 18-8 down at half time. But they showed some pride, but not enough, unfortunately. They lost 28-16 at the end.
Oh, mate. Raiders in the middle of the table. You'd hope to win that game, I would think.
Yeah, we should have with the score we have, but who knows.
What the hell's going on the Hunter? I mean, this is the part of the region that produced the Johns brothers, the Janny Badiris, the Chief. You know, the Hunter was a rugby league sanctuary for some time, but they just don't have the depth these days.
Yeah, don't have the depth. Hopefully soon. And we've got our pathways up and running. So
yep.
Hopefully things can turn around new year. So who knows? We'll see towards the end of the season. We'll see where we finish.
Raiders doing pretty well in the NRL as well. Do you think they're going to make a push in the New South Wales Cup further up the ladder?
Maybe, we'll see. But I think Ricky Stewart will pick a few players from there towards near the end of the season from the Cup. So he obviously had his son there now. So
yes,
the replacement of Simona Tolavaia, who was injured with a knee injury. He won't be back till towards the end, round 26. Maybe Jed Stewart might stay in the first team now for the rest of the finals. You never know.
Who knows? But I tell you what, rugby league is thriving in New Zealand at the moment. You look at the Warriors games, etc., and they're number one in the New South Wales Cup.
Yeah, and especially Jet Cleary on the weekend, 66-6.
Yeah.
They won, and he did 2 tries, 2 goals, did 3 try assists. Pretty good for Nathan Cleary's younger brother and one missed tackle.
Pretty good. Yeah, because the Clearys, I think Nathan spent a lot of his junior years playing in New Zealand because Ivan coached the Warriors for some time, the first grade squad.
Yeah, and Jet was born in New Zealand, though, his younger brother.
Yeah, and he seems to be going pretty good guns, as they say. Let's shift now to the NPL, the soccer football. We just had round 25 and mentioned Dennis's text a bit earlier. We had the Melbourne Victory A-League side, one of the few comps over the years, beaten by an NPL side, Olympic Kingsway, last night. What happened there? How good?
Yeah, how good Olympic Kingston were. And I was surprised about it. And it went to extra time. Yeah, so because they scored a penalty in the 101st minute, Olympic Kingston. So
Kingsway,
sorry.
Yeah.
And Olympic Kingsway scored a goal in the 90+3rd minute to equal to get to extra time to make the game. Give you some stats here. Olympic Kingsway did 10 shots on target compared to 17 total. Melbourne Victory, 27 shots, 7 on target. Possession was almost even, 49-51.
Wow. So the stats just went Olympic Kingsway?
Yeah.
Or they went their way?
But they went against their corners. They went against the corners. They only did 7 corners compared to Victory, who did 12.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it looks like an exciting game. So you got the first goal from Melbourne Victory is in the 23rd minute. Then Kingsway gets a penalty in the 27th. They score that. You get another goal courtesy of Keegan Jelic for the Victory, just on the stroke of half time. Melbourne Kingsway hits back 70th minute. Then you get a goal in the 88th. And as you say, that third minute of added time, then a penalty in extra time. And that, I wish I watched the game.
Yeah, same. But if I had TV, I wouldn't to watch that big game. I would be watching 7 goal thriller like that.
Yes, there was a game that shocked you this weekend and it featured the Marconi Stallions. What happened there?
Yeah, not good for Marconi. If you're a Marconi fan, they lost 5-0 at home against the top team NWS Spirit, who's still on top. And they've extended their lead by 3 points and still with a +34 goal difference.
So the NWS, that's the Northwestern Sydney team. Yeah. They're on top. They're doing well. What happened in the game?
They won 5-0 away from home against Marconi, as I just mentioned before.
Oh, give me the stats, Marco.
Well, they were losing 2-0, Marconi, and then they played it in the second half, and they were outplayed against NSW Spirit, unfortunately.
Well, they are the top-ranked team, as you say, so you can't be too disappointed. And, you know, we got that fantastic upset as well, courtesy of WA Olympic Kingsway beating the Victory, and nothing better than Australian football. Was a long, I'm not going to say suffering because we've had some great wins over the years, but a long time fan of the Socceroos. We love an underdog, don't we?
Yep, and Sydney FC, I was happy as well. They won against Western United last night, so 1-0 away from home.
Oh, fabulous.
So hopefully next round we get through as well.
Yes, excellent. Marco, mate, thank you so much for stopping by today. Great work as always.
Thank you, Nelson. You too.
No worries. The